Do you like to be the first? Name of your sex tape? Well, if you like to be the first to listen to podcasts, you might want to check out our Patreon, because now we're offering a brand new membership tier called Name of Your Sex Tape. I couldn't help it, guys. I'm sorry. For £5 a month, you'll get an ad-free version of our weekly episode on a Tuesday, a full day earlier than its usual release. So you can be the very first to talk about how funny our guest was, how quickly you cracked the case, or how badly I answered a question. Plus, you'll get all the benefits of our regular tier, including our live Zoom records, a special shout out on the podcast, and if you really like to hear us talk, we've got an entire back catalog of extra content. Check it out on patreon.com/drunkwomensolvingcrime.
Name of your sex tape. Name of your sex tape.
Name of your sex tape.
Fancy coming along to see Drunk Women Solving Crime live?
Ooh, yes, please.
Why not join us for our monthly London residency at the marvellous Museum of Comedy? We've got monthly shows through to June.
Plus, every show is a double header, so you get to see us record not one, but two episodes with two fantastic guests.
You can find tickets on our website, drunkwomensolvingcrime.com.
Shows are selling out fast, so be quick.
Noice.
Noice.
Drunk women solving crime.
Drunk women.
Drunk women solving crime.
Drunk women.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hi, I'm Taylor Glenn.
And I'm Hannah George.
And together we are Drunk Women Solving Crime,
the podcast where we invite a guest and you to solve a true crime case.
We use solve in the loosest possible sense of the word.
But Taylor, we've won awards.
Good point. How many real detectives can say that?
Probably just some of them.
Exactly. Time to maybe solve some crime.
Now it's time for Drunk Women.
Oh, Hannah George!
I've cricked my neck. I'm in absolute fucking
you
agony.
You genuinely cricked your neck in Bristol doing that. I can't believe she went again. We are not young enough.
If you remember, I was twerking in Bristol. That's where my back went. Wow. Okay. Hello. Welcome to the show. Give me a cheer if you're a listener. Give me a cheer if you've never heard of us.
Whoa!
Love that. Oh, we can be unleashed tonight. This is great. Wow.
They were too intimidated to cheer. That's always a great sign.
Yeah, like, could you imagine? Never fucking heard of you.
No. I mean, we do say it a lot, but it's a bit of a cult. It's uncomfortable. Yes! It's uncomfortable at first, but you'll just get used to it. Because that's how cults work.
As we were standing backstage, we all just looked at each other and went, it's Saturday night. We'd forgotten. And we very respectfully booked this for after Gladiators had ended, because who watched it? I love it. Three people. Probably with children. I was always like, who the fuck watches Saturday night telly? And then I had a baby and I was like, it's me for the rest of my life. Okay. I called them the Glads. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to watch Glads tonight. Anyway, what I'm saying is it's really good to be out. So thank you for coming. I don't think we need to set anything up. I think these guys know the drill.
I mean, they're pretty warm.
Yeah.
It's a fairly warm crowd. I was going to say that I flew, for anybody that listens a lot, because I know you love to keep up with my anxiety, I was back in the States a couple weeks ago, and for the first time in years, I flew without Valium.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. I was eating CBD gummies like they're candy. But that doesn't count. And also, I had to spend like $1,000 on premium economy seats up at the front. So halfway through, I was like, I should have just bought some Valium. It's a lot cheaper. Let that be a lesson. All right, that was all for me. That's all I got.
We get everything. Life lessons on this podcast. Love it. Love it. Are you ready to... I was about to say invite our guests. I'm going to invite the guests. Are you ready to welcome our brilliant guests for tonight? There's two of them. It is the stars of Kathy and Stella Solve a Murder, which is coming to the West End in May. It's Bronte Barbie and Rebecca Hines.
Yes. Woo, woo, woo. Woo. Yes.
Hello.
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 Hello. Oh, wow. Hello.
I don't know what to do with my hand.
I'm sorry. No,
no, don't worry. My drinking hand.
Let's swap it.
There you go.
Here we go. That was a very adept swap, if I might say so.
Thank you. Hello, everyone.
Make yourself comfortable. Is it going to be weird tonight not singing and dancing on stage?
It's going to be a welcome rest.
Yes.
Yes. That's what I was saying,
okay.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, we have but one question on this podcast, and that is, have you ever been the victim of a crime?
Mm. Yes. I was thinking about this yesterday, and then I was... Well, I was about to say this is the only crime I've been a victim of, but that's not true. When I first moved here, I lived in Harlesden, and we got broken into like 4 times.
Oh,
and one time we were in, and a man was just crawling through the window, and I said, excuse me, and he said, I'm looking for my gloves. And then like naive 19-year-old me was like, I'll help you find them. And I'm like, but that's not actually the one I was going to tell. I was going to tell one about my phone got stolen. I know everyone's got a story about their phone getting stolen, but this one gets quite interesting because there's some amateur sleuthing involved.
Ooh.
So it got... I used to be a nanny and I was looking after a kid. We went swimming and when we were in the lockers, someone like swiped my phone and wallet. And then I realised that I couldn't get home. So the people at the swimming pool lent me a tenner, which was really nice. Anyway.
Where was that?
Brentford Fountain Leisure Centre.
That's nice.
Yes, it was really sweet, actually. And then when I got home, my housemate signed in to find my iPhone. And I signed... Sorry, it's already so boring. No, wait, I'll make it interesting.
No.
I promise.
No, come on, you can get it back.
I signed in to my Find My iPhone on his phone. Mm. And then we sent a message to the phone... But the guy, and we could see where it was. So we went on Street View and we took a picture of everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then a couple of weeks later, someone texted him saying, hi, I bought this phone from you and I can't sign in properly.
Oh.
And we were like, oh my God, they've got confused and they think that that's the person who sold the phone. So we were like, this phone is stolen. And so we sent all of the stuff to the police.
Love this.
And then, they were a bit crap, but we... But we were like, yeah, we sorted it all out. We got all these screenshots. We sent messages. We found out exactly where he was, his location. They went round, talked to him. Anyway, long story short, I ended up getting £500 and a written letter saying, sorry, I robbed your phone, love the rob.
No.
And I tried to find the letter to bring it here and show you.
Oh, like, is it
find it? And I'm so sorry, but I promise that did happen.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's great.
That's amazing.
That's so sweet. Oh, I love that.
The names had been redacted. Like, they'd scrubbed it out in case...
What?
Yeah, in case,
in case.
I don't know, like, I found him on Facebook or something.
I put Gary.
But 500 quid.
And I'll fucking kill you, Gary.
I know, that's more than the phone
was. For an iPhone, yeah, at that time, yeah.
It was great.
God, because I remember how much I used to fucking hate writing thank you letters when people like sent me things to Christmas.
No.
Awful.
I can't even do that when I get a really nice gift, let alone a theft, you know. That's a considerate guy.
Yeah. So did the man that stole it give you 500? Where did the £500 come from?
Yeah. I guess from him.
Okay.
They didn't really explain that. And the letter was really like, I'm sorry for my life choices. It wasn't really like the £500 came from whatever. It was just so surreal. Because usually you never get your phone back or...
Of course you don't.
And I mean, I didn't get the phone back, but I got like more than the phone was worth. So
that's great.
Wow. Oh, that does have a happy ending. Lovely.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Now, Bronte, do you have something harrowing for us?
Well, okay, I wouldn't say it was on the same level, but okay. It was sort of my first experience of crime.
Okay.
In general. I think I was like 8 years old.
Ooh.
And my dad, I know, it's a sad tale, buckle up. My dad used to run pubs. So we, at one time, it sounds really odd, but we were living in a caravan on the car park of a pub. Not full time, like part time caravan. When I went to visit, anyway, because he was having like a house built at the back of the pub, which was going to be very lovely. So I thought caravan fine for a bit. But I was playing outside the caravan, and I had this amazing coat that my granddad had bought me. I remember it being so aww, wonderful. It was like a princess coat. It had a fur hood, aww, and it was black like silk and embroidered. Shit. Yeah. With like pom poms, and I only wore it for like best, only yeah, posh. But I was wearing it to go and visit my dad, and I thought fantastic, I'm wearing it. Put it on a table outside the pub, and I came back and I was like, it's gone.
These reactions are wonderful.
It's gone. Sorry. it had gone, and I was absolutely devastated. I thought, surely somebody's kind of stolen it.
Yeah.
But they had, and I put up little posters in the pub. And I like remember drawing the coat out and doing like copies of it like around the pub. My dad being like, yeah, of course we'll put them up. And obviously, you know, it never appeared. So so that was my
That is more harrowing.
It is.
Oh, it really. That's
you know.
That
but
is
it's
a
that feeling
punch
of it, you know. Like I've never had like that, you know, like when something's been stolen. Yeah. Like, I remember being so visceral and being like,
"That's proper
the pain
loss
of it," you know. Anyway, that's, so
we're
yeah
all grieving right now. I feel
just
it
just come flooding back. Actually,
I'm sorry.
I'll have
please
a drink.
Tell me somebody wrote you a letter and said, "I'm sorry, I stole your jacket."
Not a single letter.
And here's £10. I'm gonna say
nothing.
Do you think it was like another 8-year-old?
Well, that was what I always thought. Mm. I thought it was going to be some trendy gal walking around wearing my coat.
Good question.
I know.
Out of towner.
Out of towner.
Out of towner, 8-year-old. They are the fucking worst.
Yeah. Yeah, it was
they
a pub on a big roundabout,
you
actually.
Blind.
So you never know. Yeah.
You said it was embroidered.
It was embroidered, yeah.
What did it say? Like, slut, wasn't it?
No. Juicy.
Juicy slut.
Gorgeous. No, it was just like, it had flowers like embroidered into it. It was amazing. Yeah, no, it was amazing, guys. Gosh. Okay, if you see one, I'll have it now. But yeah, no.
Whoa.
That was it was gone.
Do you know what's crazy? Is that coat is somewhere right now.
No, don't.
It is somewhere.
No, I'm not crying.
I do this all the time. I search for like lost items on eBay and like all the sites. So I'm adding this to my list.
Stop
I'm not,
it. Please.
Not sure how to search for it.
Can you imagine? No, I've been
using a drawing princess coat.
Do I have a drawing? No, yeah. But I could do a really good drawing.
Yeah, you could
now
do a better drawing now.
I'm much more accomplished.
Twitter, what's it called? X.
Twitter.
Now we could put it out there and try and find it.
Let's do it. I'm in.
I always thought we'd do something about like violence against women on this podcast. If we're going to get behind the campaign.
No, I'm like, find the silk coat, please. Yeah, sorry.
We find jackets. That's what we do.
And did you guys have a crime between you? Something happened?
Oh, yes.
Yes. I forget about this. Yeah.
Well, it's only...
it's quite minor, I'd say.
It's very minor.
In the crime spectrum.
Please, don't arrest me. We did a musical together a couple of years back, and it was not that long out of COVID, so everyone was very overexcited. And let's
nice
just
caveat.
Say,
you can say that if you want.
Bronte's a massive lightweight.
Hugely
let's just,
so.
You know,
yeah,
good
yeah,
luck
yeah,
on
yeah. I'm
from women so. Solving crime.
Here we go.
So she was being sick in the toilet. Anna texted me.
In this club, yeah.
You had more hair then, so
I
there
did
was
have
like more hair,
hair
to hold back.
There was, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
I came to the toilet like, fuck's sake, she's being sick again. And then you were like, get my bag.
Please.
And I went back in.
I was very polite
for a while. And then what happened? So I came back.
No, you came back and you were like, oh, okay, what do you need? Because I don't know what I need. I wanted like perfume or something. And you were like, oh, okay, here you go.
And mints,
and I was like, lovely. Yeah, and you were like, oh, great mints. And I was like, that's not my handbag.
And it had someone's passport
yeah,
in it.
Yeah, it did.
Oh.
So we took it out, we looked at her face, then I wore some of her perfume.
Yeah.
And we were like just looking at all her stuff, and we started like filming it.
I remember so vividly you being like, thank you, Amy, for this gift. You bought
but
it back.
No, I returned
it. Yeah.
I just, that all I stole was a few spritzes of, you know, Chanel number
spritz.
Five or whatever it was.
Nothing much, really.
So we can't be arrested for that.
I love the idea of being handed your handbag back and just the waft.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Of your own perfume.
Yeah,
I love that. Accidentally stealing a handbag. That's brilliant. That's great. Oh, I love it.
Great
I love it.
Stories.
Well, guys, as we know, the musical you're in at the moment is called Kathy and Stella Solve a Murder. You play Kathy and Stella. Tonight, we're going to see if we can actually solve a murder. You up for it?
Ooh. Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to stretch because that's how that's how you do it.
Right, are we ready to solve some true crime? Woo! Okay. Today's case brings us to the morning of the 6th of May, 1840.
Mm. Oh. A good year.
A very good year. We're in the bedchamber of Sarah Mansor, the housemaid of Lord William Russell.
Ooh.
Now, Lord William was a member of the British aristocracy.
Oh, can we take that again?
Aristocratic Russell family and a long-time member of Parliament. He was a Whig, which is essentially a Liberal, and he was the uncle of the Prime Minister, John Russell. All told... Okay. An important guy. That's all we need to know. He's this important fella.
I already knew all that, but that was for you guys to get on board. And I've completely remembered everything you just said as well. We're in a bedroom. All I got bedroom. From that is we're in a bedroom. There's a guy.
So
he's wearing a wig. Sorry. I'm really sorry.
He is a widower. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
nice. Good laugh at that. Thank you. Okay. He's age 72 and he has 7 grown-up children.
Oh. Wow, quite old.
Well, I should hope they're grown up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Charlie Chaplin.
Well, that's an old reference for somebody.
No, no, hey.
I like to keep up with Hollywood.
All right, Marcel, fucking hell. So he still carries something of his wife's with him wherever he goes. What was it?
Lock of hair and a necklace.
Oh, okay. We've got lock of hair and necklace.
Maybe.
A tooth.
What?
Yes.
You can't.
I'll see. Yes. They were falling out left, right, and center back then.
That is true.
I'll see
exactly.
You.
That's out and like smell it wistfully. Like, I miss you.
Smell it?
God. Sorry. I don't know why I went straight there.
Yeah.
No, I love it. Now I have a whole ad campaign in my head like Tooth by Calvin Klein.
Lovely.
Do you like the smell of dentistry? I'll see your tooth and I'll raise you a finger.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, dark.
One of you.
It's a good thing I know you.
One of you is correct.
No way.
Yes.
Who is it? The tooth. No, I think it's the lock of hair.
It's the lock of hair. Yeah.
Well done.
Thank
Bronte.
You.
Damn.
Thank you. I just like to keep locks of hair.
I wish that I'd do that of my husband, but there's not enough left.
What a burn.
So anyway, just a little bit of colour. A little bit of colour to Lord William. So, back where we started, we're in London. We're in the bedchamber of Sarah. And she wakes up to find something unusual has happened in the house that makes her panic. What has happened?
Oh.
A loud noise.
A loud noise.
Did she book a flight?
That would be unusual.
Hello, Wright Brothers. Did you guys get started yet? Oh, no, you're like 4 years old. All right.
What do you think?
Unusual.
Yeah.
I've gone completely blank.
Why? Yeah, that could be anything.
Anything at all.
The word unusual could literally be anything. I can't think of anything.
Did the maid fail to bring her nightly glass of water?
That is really unusual.
That would be mad. I mean, yeah.
That is fucking crazy.
Yeah, whoa.
Well, I'm trying to think of something that you'd notice from your bedroom that has happened in the entire house. And I was thinking, like, you know, the help comes in. Am I right?
Or an animal through the window.
Okay.
Oh. That, now, that is unusual.
A bat.
A bat.
A bat, a bat flies
a
in.
A bat. It's like, I'm looking for my gloves.
Exactly.
Call back.
Gorgeous.
I know every time we make a callback, we go, callback.
Nice.
Guys, there's been a break-in.
Oh,
okay.
That is what's happened. Okay. That is unusual.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's... Where is she? That's Batman, if anybody knows.
Oh, right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, I do very good impressions.
Yeah, good.
Which Batman was that, Hannah?
This one.
Obviously.
Of course.
Did Ben Affleck do it?
Not quite like that. But he did do it, yeah.
Guys, the house is in disarray.
Okay. Uh-oh.
There's forced entry in the kitchen and stuff is missing. Ooh. What is missing?
Doilies.
What did they have in 1840?
Silver.
Slightly more pricey than doilies, maybe. Mm.
Silver, no? Doilies.
Silver doilies.
True.
Silver doily hats.
Because they have hats.
Wow, yeah.
Sure, in the kitchen. I couldn't think of anything. I was like, saucepans?
Okay.
Probably know what you'd take. Silver.
You never know.
Bronte.
Silverware.
Bronte.
You've probably done it again.
Oh. Is it you?
No.
In a past life.
Maybe it was her.
Could have been. You never know.
If you believe in reincarnation.
Yeah. We're going to have to watch this very carefully, actually.
I don't know.
It was the gold and the silver had gone.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
As well as a £10 note.
Which would be a lot of money.
Yes, it would, as you'd know, because you stole it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So someone's come in and robbed the place. Mm. So far, so standard, stroke annoying. So Sarah goes to wake up Lord William. She doesn't. I didn't read the whole sentence. She goes and wakes up Lord William's valet.
The valet, of course.
A Swiss chap called François Benjamin Crevasse.
Mm.
Oh,
sounds suspicious.
Nice.
Well, there was something odd about him this morning.
Oh.
What was it?
He wasn't as sexy.
Okay. I'm trying to think about this really deeply.
Yeah, because
there's something...
You need to get it right again.
I do, I know, I'm stressed
out. Going with the
rule of three and all that. So there's something odd about him.
Yeah.
He's the valet.
Yeah.
Lives in the house.
Sure.
Wearing a blindfold.
Okay.
It's not massively logical, but he could have been.
It's just what I saw in my mind's eye.
Yeah. He had a cut on his face.
Ooh.
That's good.
Are we thinking like Harry Potter vibe?
Yeah, could be Harry Potter-esque. Something like... I don't know, you could have got from...
A fresh cut.
Glass, yeah.
That had just happened,
Yeah, fresh.
So not scar.
No, a fresh cut. Sorry, okay. Specifically a fresh cut on his face. To be clear, yeah.
Thank you, fresh cut on his face?
Yeah.
It's hard to top that, guys. Wow.
We've got blindfold.
But I can. No, I'm going to try to be right. It doesn't happen a lot, and you'll see why. I think he was wearing an outer coat.
Oh.
As to suggest that he had been outside the house, made it look like an intruder had broken in, but it was actually him.
Whoa.
And he just forgot to take his jacket off because he was really attached to it, the way you were. It was embroidered.
I get it. Yeah.
Call back! And do you know what? I'm going to give it to Taylor because he's usually...
I've got to stop doing the dick in my mouth thing. I'm like, ugh, I don't know why I keep doing that. Oh my gosh, I'm so clever. What's wrong? And that's where we say hello to my mom. Everybody say
hi,
Kathy.
She's so proud. Well, usually he was the last one to wake up in the morning, but this particular morning he was already awake and fully dressed.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you were close. So Francois and Sarah go up to Lord William's bedchamber and let him know what's happened.
Mm.
Sarah pulls open the shutters, and as daylight drenches the room, they see something shocking.
Uh-oh.
What do they see?
He's dead. Is that right? Is he dead?
Do you know what? In the interest of time, he is dead. Yes.
Sorry. Sorry. Yeah. He's dead. Great. I knew it.
Skip forward.
Bloody knew it.
Right. Also, at the beginning, I did say we're going to solve a murder, didn't I? So.
Sorry. It's research. I've been really aggressively working on it.
So he's dead. Sorry. He is covered in blood. He has had his throat slit. Mm. Oh. Okay. Sarah is screaming. Francois immediately calls the police. And someone else. Who else does he call?
His lover.
Okay, despite the fact he's less sexy this morning.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe that's why.
Yes.
He's exhausted from loving. And that makes you less sexy. No, that doesn't work, does it?
No. Okay, so his lover, I like that.
His lover, who's also...
Go on.
The local coroner. Oh. Maybe. I don't know.
No, I love this.
Maybe.
Yes. It's getting a bit Midsummer Murders and I like it.
tiny bit, yeah. Or everyone's connected, always.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. It's a rich tapestry.
Nice.
Taylor.
I have already forgotten the question. I took a really long period off the booze and now I'm back. It's rough.
Who does Francois call?
Oh, yeah. And do you need to call someone? I'm just impressed they have a phone and so many other people have phones. It's great because there's no airplanes. Who can you call? Ghostbusters?
Okay. He calls a doctor. Feels a little bit late.
Oh, okay.
All right.
For that. But the police turn up and they hear about the last night in the house. Lord William had been at his club. Francois had forgotten to pick him up. So we got a cab home.
All right.
Didn't have a valet to get a cab home. Anyway, earlier in the night, the servants ate together at 7 p.m. Sarah went to bed and Francois stayed up until 12:30 when Lord William went to bed in case his services were required. So the police take this all down, just so you know what's happening. Mm-hmm. And Francois shows them some marks on the door to the pantry, which he suggested was how the murderer got in. However, the police weren't convinced. What do they think has happened?
Ooh. Based on the marks?
Based on the marks, based on what had happened that night.
I'm going to go back to the bat coming through the window.
Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That definitely makes marks.
Do bats have claws?
Yeah.
There you go. Thanks, everyone.
They do
work
have
them. Work in theory. So
bat claws on the pantry door.
Nice. Claws on the door. That could be in the musical version. Yeah, yeah.
That would be one of our songs. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so they think that he came home in a rage. He was seething because his valet didn't turn up to pick him up.
Yep.
He was like, nah, why am I employing you? You didn't pick me up. So a fight ensues.
Nice. Mm.
And because also if you forget to pick somebody up, why do you wait till 12:30 to make sure they get home? Okay, do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Doesn't
Sorry,
add up.
Logic. And then I think a fight ensued. He accidentally killed him and then plopped him in his bed to look like somebody else came in.
Okay. You've nailed it.
I might be wrong, but maybe they were like, that could happen. No? Is that too much? Is that too much stuff? Wow. All at once.
That's just right. That's
Bronte,
just right.
You've killed
that was
before.
Right again.
No, it's not right.
No, it's not right.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You I was about excited. To leave.
It's like they don't need me.
It's a double act. We do need you.
They thought that the robbery had been staged.
Okay.
So they thought that it was ordered to draw suspicion away from a member of the household.
Mm.
So they were immediately like, we think it's Sarah or we think it's Francois.
Okay. Yeah.
It's one Francois's of these.
Francois's the one in the coat.
Yes, yeah.
Right.
Francois Vallée.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not his name, but it is what he does, isn't it?
It is what he does, yes.
Great, fantastic.
And Sarah Chambermaid or housemaid. Yes, so what made them think it was a setup was for a start that they find something wrapped in a parcel behind one of the panels in the house that raised suspicion. What was it?
A parcel in a panel?
It's
and
song
a
number two.
Yeah.
Exactly. Women solving crime.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why UnitedHealthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at UH1.com.
Was it a murder weapon? That's a terrible place to put it.
Okay.
Was it a knife? A bloody knife.
A bloody knife. Bloody knives.
Bloody knives.
Okay.
Or something more like discreet, like a pestle and mortar. Because that could still
that
be
could
a word
really
murder
somebody,
weapon.
Yeah. Especially if it's a heavy
you
one.
Necessarily no.
Oh.
But it might have some blood specks yes. on the pestle. Which is the pestle, which is the mortar, sorry.
Ooh, have we got
I mean,
any
you could hit people with both,
yes.
arguably. Wow. But I think you might do it with the that one.
Ooh.
Sorry, you can't.
Which one is that then? Pestle.
Is that the pestle?
Right, okay, yeah. It's more
weapon-like. I think it's a pestle.
I love it.
That's what I'm going with.
Some very middle-class pestle. Women in the audience. A pestle. It's a pestle.
Pestle.
Yes, it is.
It's a blood-spattered pestle.
Yes.
Did they find...
That's my answer.
I like this theory. Did they find, like, fennel seeds on his head? Mm. I'll see your middle class. Raise you upper. Middle class. They have a wonderful aniseed flavor. It's amazing what you can put them in.
And cooking tips. It's great. I love it. Okay, so it was the gold and the silver and the £10 note.
Oh, obviously.
Sorry.
Now you say it.
Yeah. It makes a lot more sense, yeah.
Yes, it was. Right. So definitely an inside job. But who was it? The valet or the housemaid? The police thought it was Francois. They found a screwdriver in his possession.
Oh.
Why was that suspicious? It wasn't the murder weapon, because we know his throat had been cut, but why was it suspicious that there was a screwdriver?
Because the parcel was hidden.
The door hinges were off.
And they had to use...
He'd screwed off
Wait, where
the
was
door
the parcel
hinge.
Again? It began with P.
The pantry. Does the pantry have a door?
The panel. The panel.
It was a panel.
The panel
a
was
panel
removed
with a screwdriver.
That's it, isn't it? That's it. Is that it?
I just like wish you were the real police.
Sorry.
Me too. Yeah. I love it if the police get there at the same time and
yeah,
then
exactly.
say it at the same time.
Yeah.
Do you know what? It was because the screwdriver matched marks on the door where the break-in had happened. Yes, so it was the break-in weapon. And on the silverware drawer where the silver had been stolen.
Right.
And it couldn't have been Sarah, because as we went, no, women can't use screwdrivers.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, well.
Famously.
No.
What yeah. do I do with this?
But we can screwdrivers.
Right. Francois was put on trial, and he was defended by a guy... called Charles Philip, who tried to use the lack of blood on Francois's clothes as a defence. Because obviously, if you slit someone's throat, there's going to be a lot of blood. Actually, spoiler alert, Francois did confess to this murder.
What? Whoa.
We're jumping Sorry. Forward a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's confessed.
Wow. Just straight wow. away?
Hold on. No, something's going on here.
Yeah. Sorry, but
yeah,
he's a loser.
Yeah. I think he's protecting someone.
Oh, there you go. That makes more sense.
Than him just being
than
a loser.
Him just being
yeah.
a mad loser.
I do.
So how do you think he managed not to be covered in blood? He did do it. He slit his throat. How did he manage it?
Right. And the pestle and mortar is gone. I can't remember what was the real murder weapon anymore.
A knife, I guess?
Yeah.
Right,
he
yes,
slit his
yes,
throat.
Sorry,
he wore
yes,
a different
I'm
outfit
back.
And then he got changed.
Okay.
Because he was in fresh clothes, remember?
Yes.
He was, yes.
Yeah, so maybe he didn't in his PJs.
Okay.
And then he buried them.
Yeah, he must... maybe he goes outside. Why am I talking like that? he took the bloody clothes outside because he had a jacket on, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
or
yes.
So the pyjamas.
Yeah.
I'm imagining, like, wee Willy Winky ones with, like, a little hat with
like
a bottle
little
on it.
Yeah, oh. yeah, of course.
And it's all... Bloody.
Yeah, it'd be a shame to lose them, but Yeah. They had to go.
Sarah, do you think he'd get this out of...
Yeah, exactly.
He did it in the nudie.
Oh, clever. Right. Nice.
It's a good idea.
It is a good idea, actually.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, it's not great, but like...
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Why don't more people
I was just going to say that. Yeah.
That's how prudish we are.
That is so true.
We won't even take our clothes off for a murder.
Yeah.
The Germans would.
Wow. That's a good turn.
So, well, I think the less we explore that, the better.
Yep.
You agree.
Yeah.
So, what makes this an interesting court case is that Francois had confessed, as we say, he confessed to his lawyer, Charles. It was him that what had done it. or words to that effect. But then he told his lawyer not to change his plea from not guilty.
Oh.
Yeah, and I don't really understand... Can I shock you? I don't understand lawyering. And I tried to find a straight answer on whether or not you can tell your lawyer that you've done it and still get them to try and defend you as not guilty. There's a man... I've gone straight to the man. Sorry, all the women around. There's a man in the front
row. Do you
row.
Know?
Give him a microphone. It's happened, I think.
Okay. Oh, really?
I thought they weren't allowed.
No, was it illegal, though?
Because if you tell them...
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can't represent you anymore.
Exactly, because...
But they legally can't tell anyone what you've told them, but they have to recommend you to another lawyer.
And if you're like, this is my 40th lawyer...
Yeah. Then it's like... But also, maybe that's quite unusual. Okay.
No, go on.
I think... Guys, we have
real
a qualified
info.
Woman.
Sorry.
Hi.
I'm sorry, I'm not a man.
No. So anyway, what happens next is...
No. Go on.
Okay, you can. Okay. Oh, for the podcast listeners, you can tell.
You can. But the only time that your lawyer has to actually report you is if you're planning to commit another crime.
Oh, so the only time the lawyer has to report you.
Imagine if you told your lawyer that.
I know, exactly.
That's so funny.
And I will do it again.
That's so fair.
It's if you were going to do another crime. Yes.
I'm thinking, let's just work the story out now.
Yeah,
exactly. Wow.
Interesting. Well, thank you. And hello. Yeah, I reckon.
Yes, thank you. An actual lawyer. And yet, Hannah talked to the guy with the Coachella hoodie on. Because but patriarchy's just a myth, guys. Just a myth.
So... Charles, in all his idiocy, bless him, he goes to the judge and he tells the judge what he's been told.
Oh.
And he asked him what to do.
Oh, no.
Some good lawyering.
And the judge kind of went, la, 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 la. And said, you can't ask for that kind of advice from me, the judge.
Sorry, is this a true story?
Yeah, very, very true.
Yes. You don't write these.
No. 1840. Yes. Yeah, remember.
Well, she could have written the numbers 1840.
No,
that doesn't mean it's true.
True.
I was just checking.
Oh. But so apparently that garnered him a lot of criticism at the trial because it kind of it got out that he'd confessed. Right.
Yeah,
so
you think so?
Yeah, exactly. So some newspapers even said that he was trying to fix the blame on Sarah despite knowing it was Francois. But apparently the transcript of the trial showed no such claims. So I think, like, the newspapers lied? What?
Whoa.
Crazy. It seems weird. So do you think he was found guilty at the end of this trial?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to twist and go no.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, my God. Bronte, meet us in the middle. Maybe.
Perhaps. Yeah, no, I think he was. I do think he was found guilty.
Nice. And do you know what? Yes, he was.
Yay! Yeah. Good.
And there was a motive there. He had a motive for killing Lord William. Why do you think he did it?
Oh.
Was he a bit of a micromanager?
Classic.
He's a backseat driver.
I think he was the illegitimate child of I do. I think he was his son, and I think he knew this, and I think
Who's
he thought
son?
Bump him off, William.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. I do.
I'm gone. I'm still
Who
with
else?
Bats and
no, no. It's a lot of stuff. It's a lot of stuff. Yeah, I do. I think he was his son, and I think he'd actually shunned him, kept him on board as the valet, right. Wasn't nice to him.
Yeah.
Knew he would actually, if he did die, William, it'd come out and he'd get all the money.
Whoa.
Maybe this is a bit of a rabbit hole here.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not convinced,
no,
actually.
That's great.
But you never know. It's possible.
I love
story.
It, though. I love that.
Yeah, no Maybe. Wonder your childhood jacket said juicy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Any advance?
What do you think?
I think that's right, to be honest.
Women supporting women. I love it.
Good. I'm glad.
Taylor?
I just love that you've breathed into your glass. I know. And there's condensation in it. I just love little
Actually,
details.
Do you want some more liquid in there? Yeah, exactly.
She's loosening
Don't
up.
Just keep breathing into it.
Is there enough?
Right, there you go.
Okay.
It's nothing like a hint for
you.
Another drink. Like.
She's gagging, yeah.
The question was...
Oh, yes. Sorry. Where am I?
Two Ivy League schools. That's all I'm saying. Useless.
What was the motive?
Yes. Just feeling bitchy.
It's good enough.
Maybe he doesn't remember. Maybe he was in a fugue state.
Nice.
Ooh.
And he doesn't remember it.
Okay, but just enough to confess.
Yeah.
I didn't think it through. Sorry, everyone.
No, I like it because that could have, like, that's a relatively good excuse, I imagine, for, you know, because these days...
It's what I'd go with.
Yeah.
And that is important.
Yeah, that is.
That feels like a good crime series. Like, all I can remember is my guilt.
What did I do? Oh, it was a KFC bucket. That's fine. I knew something happened last night. I'm pleased it wasn't. There was bones everywhere, I thought. Something's gone badly wrong. Okay, guys, the robbery was staged, but it wasn't staged to cover a murder. Originally, Francois had staged the burglary in order to steal the gold and silver for himself.
So
that's all it was going to be, guys.
Right.
That's why he hid it in the house. That's why it was in the house, because he was going to nick it, you know, take Later it out on, another yeah. day. But he was caught by Lord William. Right. Presumably when he got home in that bloody cab.
Wait a second, but he was nude. Yeah. Sorry, Francois was... He was robbing the gold and silver just in the nude, just in case.
This is a really good question.
Or then he
Did
caught
he have,
him...
like, a cock sock on?
I mean, you'd imagine the Victorian era. Yes, he would.
Yes, yes, yes. Exactly, yes. Of course.
And hang on, the marks on the door then.
No, so he staged...
What's that got to do with anything?
So he staged the robbery whilst nude... Because
right.
he thought,
yeah.
Why not?
God, I'm so behind. And the marks on the door were from
the staging of the robbery with a screwdriver.
Right.
And then Willie comes along.
No animals were involved.
None.
Yeah. I'm with you again now. She's back in the room.
So basically, I mean, okay, I'm sorry to ruin the visual you all have, but he was not nude at this point.
For God's sake.
I mean, it doesn't say that he wasn't. So, like,
okay. So let's go with he was.
He was nude.
Yeah, we can edit this, right?
Yeah. Just in case naked. That's the best kind of
exactly.
naked.
So Lord William ordered that he resign from the household. He was like, get out of my house. But in order to keep his reputation, Francois murdered him.
God, that's just
it's
so
a hard
bleak.
Gig, though, being a valet. If you get a good one, then you want to stick with it.
Have you got a valet?
No, but I do hear this is the word on the street in 1840. If you had a good valet gig, don't lose it. You won't get another one.
She's got Uber, is what she's got.
So. Exactly.
Okay, so
he panicked, basically.
Yeah, he did panic.
He panicked and he was like, right, I'm just going to do a murder.
Kill you.
So Francois, he's found guilty, publicly hanged outside Newgate Prison.
Oh, bad times, Francois.
Yeah.
Nude.
Somebody in the audience just said naked.
What, there were 40,000 spectators.
Wow, they really came out.
They did.
Yeah.
Oh, that's how I want to go out. Yeah. Wow. Yes.
There were also two big-time novelists there.
Oh, who were they?
Which one?
Well, that's my question for you.
Oh, right. Oh, yes, okay. Sorry.
All right.
I forgot my role then.
Yes, yeah, sorry. Okay.
Dickens?
Uh-huh. I will not stop my
drink.
That
would make sense.
Dickens.
Is Dickens right?
Yes.
And?
Oh, wow. That's all I know.
Who's the other
yeah,
one?
I know. I was going to say Saint of the Era.
Who? It was Thackeray.
Whoa. Come on, audience.
Yeah, oh, afterwards, Thackeray wrote an anti-capital punishment essay called On Going to See a Man Hanged. He wrote, I came away that morning with a disgust for murder, but it was for the murder I saw done. I feel myself shamed and degraded at the brutal curiosity that took me to that spot.
Mm.
But it was pretty much only Thackeray that felt that way, as the murder...
Everyone else was like, yes!
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Woo, love it, yeah.
So we'll go to the pub. The murder scene was recreated somewhere. Where?
Oh my gosh.
What, for people to go and
in
look
a
at?
Museum?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Recently.
So, the Museum of Comedy. Are we doing it now? Oh, is that what this is?
Oh my God.
We've come full circle.
But it's like the Willy Wonka experience. So, like, this is the blood.
Yeah, exactly.
You all get one sip of a drink.
Yeah. And a pestle and mortar to take down.
Very good.
It was portrayed in a peep show at a travelling fair.
Oh.
And also because Lord William...
How odd.
Not that kind of peep
what
show.
An odd addition to a peep show. Okay.
Cool.
So because Lord William was the Prime Minister's uncle, the Queen at the time, Queen Victoria, she wrote about it in her diary. She was only 20, adorable, kind of like... and I mean, my question really quickly, because we do have to get a listener crime in about 3 minutes, I think. What did you think she wrote in her diary about it?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, 20-year-old Queen Victoria.
Dear diary.
Oh, yes, please. Posher.
That's my contribution. You
can. Oh, okay. It was scandalous but intriguing.
Ooh.
Maybe. I don't
nice.
Know.
Nice. Taylor?
Do I have to do the accent?
Yes.
All right, Governor. No, I got nothing.
She said...
Oh. Like panto.
She said, this really is too horrid.
Oh, yeah, bless her. Oh,
wow.
It's an almost unparalleled thing. I don't know why I'm giving her a speech impediment.
Yeah, you've given her a roast.
It feels right. Yeah.
It is an almost unparalleled thing for a person of Lord Russell's rank to be killed like that.
Wow.
Oh, come on. But it's fine for the peasants to be split. Fuck you, man. Like, that's so classist.
Yeah.
I know. And also that's when I realised that he's called Lord Russell, not Lord William.
Same thing.
Because I was thinking about The Apprentice and I thought he's called Lord Allen, but he's not, is he? Is he? He was called Mr. Allen, no.
We...
Sir Allen and Lord Sugar.
Lord Sugar.
We are not a history podcast, okay?
Yeah.
If you want facts, like...
Anyway.
Well,
let's hear it for Sarah not being framed for it. Cheers! Now, we have literally just enough time for a listener crime. Oh, the lady already standing up. Come on up.
Yay.
Fantastic. Come up to the mic, if you will. I love that you were just standing there ready to go. You're like, yeah, it's me. Nobody's going to be raising their hands tonight.
What is your name?
My name is Alison.
Hi.
Alison, come on, tell us, have you ever been a victim of a crime?
Been a victim of a crime, yeah.
Brilliant.
So this crime happened when I had been on holiday with my lovely friend Emma, who is here.
Hi, Emma.
Hi,
there's
Emma.
Like eight of us tonight. We are known as the Croissants collectively.
Oh. Lovely, lovely.
And I had come back from holiday, was driving to my parents' house, and I got a phone call from somebody telling me that I hadn't paid the wrong amount of tax.
Uh-oh.
That old chestnut.
And they told me that I would have received a letter. And I was like, yeah, I have received a letter, actually. And they were like, Boris Johnson has changed the rules. And I'm buying that. You know, that sounded... He was in charge at the time, so, you know.
This wasn't like in 1997.
It felt true, and they were talking to me for ages. Lots of men with lots of different accents that did not sound like they should be working at HMRC, as in not sounding classically British, one of them even tried to kind of goad me into, because I was saying, like, I don't believe you, this sounds really weird. And he was like, why?
But I'm going to stay on the line as long as you need.
Yeah, exactly. And he was like, why? Why do I sound weird? Is it my accent? And I was like, not exactly. It's what you are saying with your accent that I don't trust. But event, there was a, like, it was an hour and a half of me kind of back and forth with them.
An hour and a half.
An hour and a half.
Yeah. They put me through to other departments. They
passed a phone to another person. Okay.
The things that I was phoning my bank and my bank was saying, this does not sound right. They gave me a special code to get into HMRC website, which I was able to do. I paid HMRC money and then said to them, I've paid you money. And they were like, I can't believe you've done that. And I was like, but you told me to. The two things that got me really, like, well, three things that got me super suspicious. One, they said, we're putting you through to another department, who then said I had further things further back in previous years. My friends will tell you, I am, like, the loveliest person. I do not do historic stuff.
No, you're saying that. You're saying that.
There is no way. Yeah,
totally.
The second one was that he used the word dollar instead of pound.
Classic.
And I was like, you said dollar. He was like, no, I didn't. And I was like, yes, you did. And he also told me that I needed to give him the exact location of where I was because he was going to send the London City Police to come and get me.
Oh, yeah.
That's when I put the phone down and said, no.
Because we're going to send the NYPD.
Yeah.
The look.
Where's the British brochure?
London City Police.
Yeah, they're all of them. To come and, because, you know, that's why I need to give them my address. This is where I am, so you can come and arrest me. I was like, yeah, I think they're busier. You know, I don't think I'm top of their hit list.
They are getting letters from men that have stolen phones, aren't they?
They are.
You're so lovely that you're like, I mean, it was crazy, but you're still on the phone. Yeah. You're just like, you are too polite to end a phone call before it's time.
Yeah.
Like, they're still talking.
Spoke to HMRC the next day. I had paid them money, not the people. So the way I view it is that the time they spent with me, they were not committing crimes against anybody else.
Wow, that's nice. Wow, yeah.
No, you're right to only half clap that. What a way to fucking big yourself up.
Yeah. Hey.
I realised I was really daft, which is why I don't mind sharing the story, because it's like helping, you know, I want other people to know that,
yes.
You can be daft and be really trusting and lovely, but still have horrible people try and take your money who were not successful.
Oh, wow.
Well, so, yeah, that is moral. Yeah.
So if you get...
Definitely. Yeah.
So if you get a phone call from who you think is a scammer, you'd say, who would arrest me if I was going to be arrested? Yeah. Right now!
If they say... Yeah.
Okay.
But keep them on the line.
If they say, well, you need your exact address of where you are right now, we're sending the London City Police.
Wow. I mean, all we can do is give you a bottle of Prosecco for your troubles.
Yeah. Say it!
Thank you. Thank you, Alison. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alison.
Well, we have just enough time to hear a little bit more about Kathy and Stella solve a murder. Tell us about it.
Yes.
Do you want to begin? What are you asking me? Good.
What do I say about it?
Yes.
Well, come and see it.
Yes.
The first thing.
Yeah. Sell it. Tell us.
We open on
the 25th of May. Oh,
sorry. Well,
we're doing it again.
You need
it's like the police.
25th of May.
And we're there at the Ambassador's Theatre. We're there till the middle of September, which is a great run. Very excited. We've got an amazing cast. New people joining us this year. Mm-hmm. It's exciting. New songs. It's about true friendship. It's about... what else is it about? Come on.
True crime.
True crime, sorry.
That's why we're here.
Yeah, true crime, true friendship. Yeah.
It's very silly. If you like a silly night out with a bit of heart and pathos thrown in there in certain points, then come.
Yeah.
Love it. Do you know what? We saw it in Edinburgh and it is genuinely...
It's so great.
So, so funny. It's so good.
And we've got a full set now, so...
Woo!
Yeah.
I thought to myself,
we don't have to get dressed in a shipping container. Exactly. And that is the main reason why I've said yes. Yes. Carrying on with it.
Going up in the world. Well, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, all that remains for me to say is enjoy your interval. We've got another show, after the break. So please give it up for Bronte Marvin and Rebecca Hyde.
Thank you.
Drunk Women Solving Crime is produced by Amanda Redman with music by The Lion and the Wolf.
If you have a listener crime you need us to solve, you can get in touch on X, where we are Drunk Women Pod, or on Instagram and Facebook, where it's Drunk Women Solving Crime.
Don't forget to rate and review us on your podcast app and check out our website for information on our live shows and more at drunkwomensolvingcrime.com.
And you can support us on Patreon by going to patreon.com/drunkwomensolvingcrime.
Thanks so much for listening.
See you next time.
Nice.
Very nice.
Drunk Women Solving Crime.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.